Lord bless and welcome to our service this morning. It's good to see each one. And this morning we're slight change to plan. Our brother Ian, not our brother Samuel, will be speaking this morning. So the Lord bless our brother Ian for this morning. We're going to turn in our hymn books. We're going to start off by singing the hymn number 146, Jesus My Saviour to Bethlehem Came. And if you've got your stereos tuned in, 108 FM will pick us up. 108 FM. Sound might be better just through your radio. So it's number 146 in the Redemption Hymn Book. Crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary.
Thank you.
ahead this morning, we'll ask God's blessing on our service. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, for your creation. Lord, we thank you that we can be assembled together in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we say this morning, there is no name like that name. Lord, your name is far above every other name. And we worship you, we bless you, we bring you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, receive of our thanks this morning. Receive of our worship and our praise. For we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. And indeed, Lord, you alone are worthy of it. Lord, your word says that you wouldn't share your glory with another. Lord, we pray this morning that you would bless the time of fellowship, bless our gathering together. Come, Holy Spirit, and reveal yourself unto us. Come, Holy Spirit, and minister unto us. Minister unto each one, I pray this morning, according to their needs. I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, indeed, that you will bless the preacher of thy word this morning, Lord, with boldness, Lord, with inspiration from heaven. And Lord, I pray even as he speaks, Lord, that his mind will be flooded, Lord, with thoughts from heaven, and that will bless your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we say this morning that we are a needy people. Lord, we have no strength of our own, but our strength comes from you. Lord, we have no hope, Lord, of our own. Lord, we know, Lord, that without you we're just corruption. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we have been born again of an incorruptible seed, which lives and abides forever. We pray, Lord, this morning that you'll indeed be one of our number, Lord. Be in our midst, we pray. And we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll bless us as we sing. Bless Ian, Lord, as he comes and opens up thy word. Fill him, Lord, with your spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask you, Lord, if there's any here in our midst this morning that doesn't know you as Lord and Saviour, our main prayer this morning would be, Lord Jesus Christ, that you would save the unsaved. Grant the mercy of God and lead to repentance in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we ask also for the members in our family that's not yet saved. We pray and plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them. Lord, we pray indeed you'll bring them, Lord, into the household of faith in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We ask you, Lord, if there's any sick in our midst this morning, that you'll touch them. If any this morning is feeling downcast, we pray you'll uplift them. If any this morning is feeling burdened, we pray that you'll remove the burden. Lord, if any's in any sort of bondage this morning or any grips of fear, we pray that you'll break the grips of fear this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your word says that perfect love casts out fear. Lord, we just ask you now, Lord God, that you will indeed receive our praise this morning. Bless each one that's gathered here and tuned in, and for those that would listen in the future, we pray, Lord, your word will still continue to move, even as the voice of the preacher is silent. We ask these blessings in the lovely name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I'm going to sing a bit of a hymn. It's not in the book, but maybe most of us know it. There will never be a sweeter story. my brother Ian as he comes this morning to bring God's word.
Praise the Lord. Thanks, Jeff. That's fine. 100%. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful morning, and it's good to be gathered for the precious sound word of God. It's the only thing that can keep, deliver, sanctify, and bless any man. And also, the only thing that has power, strength in it, is the name of Jesus. There's only one name that you need, and that's the name of Jesus. I want to speak this morning about a little subject, and it just came on me literally this morning. I had a brother ask me yesterday, would I come and give a word? You know, Jesus is the Word. And every victory, everything that you'll ever do, will be through Christ. He's the one. He is the Word. But I had just a little title this morning, and it's Sling of Faith. That's what it is this morning. And you know, if we can just go in our Bibles to Psalm 118, in verse 22, and we'll take a scripture reading this morning. So in Psalm 118, verse 22. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. We'll just say a word of prayer, amen, and ask God for his help, amen. Dear Lord and precious Heavenly Saviour, we thank you that indeed we can come this morning, Lord, knowing that we have victory because of the precious shed blood that you shed on the cross of Calvary. We thank you, Lord, you said it is finished, Lord, a finished work for us. And also for whosoever. Pray you'll guide my lips today. And Lord, you'll let, Lord, the anointing, thy precious Holy Spirit and word come from my innermost being, Lord. And Lord, bind the work of the enemy this morning. And let thy word be lifted up. And let each and every one be blessed. And know that they can leave here today being different. Because Jesus has came by their way. Amen. God bless. I just had this little thought. And you know, we hear a lot of stuff on the media. And I want to be quite honest. Media is 99.9% wrong. That's for you people in the cure. For me, it's over 100% wrong. That's just being personally honest about it. People fear something that you have to get checked out to see if you've got it. I want to tell you, sitting in your car this morning, and I say this truthfully, the greatest thing is this stone that I've read about here, the stone which the builders rejected, has become the chief. Is this stone the chief this morning in your situation? Well, David faced the giant. And the giant that David faced was bigger than David. He was more stronger physically in stature maybe than David. But David had a stone. And the stone that was not rejected, or neither could the giant reject that stone on that day. And we know if you look in your Bible in 1 Samuel 17, And verse 49. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. I want to tell you, when you've got Jesus, the devil has to fall upon his face to the earth. And one day he will fall, as a man falleth. There's no man greater than God. Yet Jesus Christ came in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. Can you have faith this morning? The Word of God says that to every man is imparted a measure of faith. What is faith this morning? Want to say, if you take faith this morning like a sling, if you'll believe without reasoning, if you'll believe it, sir, even though you cannot see it. At one time, Philip walked with the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word came and he dwelt among us in flesh to destroy the works of the devil. There's vaccines going across the land today. And they say, take a vaccine. Then they say, and come and get your second vaccine. How many vaccines will they give you? And not one vaccine will lead you to Christ. I say that this morning to lift up the King Jesus. And I know that one day, where it be short or long, that I can rely and trust on this stone which the builders rejected. Take the sling of faith this morning. Your situation may look like a giant. You may have throat problems. You may have ear problems. You may have difficulties in your life. You may have demonic forces coming against your life. You may have situations which you cannot handle, nor near could I. But the stone, Christ, this same Jesus, he said, I'll be with you and even in you until the end. That's good enough for me. People's afraid to leave their homes without being muzzled. What takes a breath from an athlete? What takes a breath from a man? Cover his mouth on his nose, and his breathing is inhibited. Christ doesn't come to inhibit your breathing. Christ comes to give you life, and that life more abundantly. We take this Jesus this morning, which is this stone, which the builders rejected, and we put it in the sling of faith. We can use that faith. What is faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Do you want faith? Do you want a sling? There's a giant coming again in your life. Do you want a sling? Do you want a sling like David had? I can say to you this morning of an absolute truth that faith, if you'll take faith on this Christ, this stone that the builders rejected, and put it in that sling and let it go, God will direct that stone. He is the stone. And that sling of faith, your situation may be big, it may be small, but God is greater than all. God's a love. There's a love that God has that passeth all understanding. There's also a hatred that God has. You know something? People want a big fluffy God, don't they? Big fluffy person. Just all love is fantastic. But I want to tell you, you know about the Assyrians that the Lord slew in the book, in the Word of God? You know how God came up again whenever Egypt, and they came out Pharaoh and all his land, all his army, came again Moses, God's servant. Moses wasn't an old man trembling at the side of a Red Sea with a stick and sore shoulders and sore hips and trembling. Oh, oh Lord, where are you? Moses was a mouthpiece for the king. God dwells in vessels that he maketh strong. God dwells in vessels that believe. And God has given you a sling this morning. What is a sling? You will meet people and they'll tell you things, and I've met so many half-hearted, non-backbone people of late. And how does it grieve God? How does it grieve the king? When a child of the king, how do you become a child of the king? Isn't the word of God said, to as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God? Are you a son of God this morning? Your neighbor may say you're not. Your neighbor's not God. The scientist may say you're not, but the scientist is not God. God has to, God will, and God most assuredly does defend his word. God is supernatural, so his word is supernatural. I'm not telling no one off this morning. I'm glad this morning. Not excited. Excitement will wear off. But I have a supernatural gladness. I have a supernatural joy. Not a joy to be in this flesh, but a joy to know that I have a sling. And when I throw that stone, Christ, I'll tell you what he says in Matthew. And I have these things wrote down. I wouldn't want to miss a dot nor a tittle in revealing to you the truth of God. And in Matthew 21, verse 44, this is what the word says about the stone. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Imagine this furnace this morning being ground to powder. Who lets these things happen? Hell does not run situations. God is in control of situations. Everywhere in this precious book, we see how people have faith. David wasn't a stronger man than the giant physically, because the giant was a lot taller and a lot more heavier built. He would have been stronger. But when this stone came to David, it was a supernatural stone. It's God. What's wrong with people today? They look at their situation and it becomes a giant. Then the giant becomes more fearsome than the God that can take care of the giant. You have a sling this morning. I have a sling. And the word of God says it by faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. When you bowed your knee and asked the Lord to save you, that word came in your life. I don't care how it looks. How did
the giant look again, David. You have to be careful. There's a virus going about. You have to be careful. 70 a man might have. Some mightn't get to their 33. Some mightn't get by that. What in your car this morning do you fear? Do you fear a virus that can mess with your flesh? Or a God that when this flesh, if it has to go to the ground, He is the judgment. God is the judgment. God is in control of every situation. Do you know, when I was a young man, I remember we got little jabs on our arms. Now, if you're listening to me today, you're not me. And I say that there, I mean to say, you don't have to agree with everything I'm saying. But if I said what this word says, if you're a child of the King, you have to line up with this. Because God's word is yea and amen. I got a job for different little things, measles and all that stuff and all, when I was a kid. But I want to tell you, when there came a time in my life when I realized that I needed more than a job that a man could make or that scientists could endeavor up. Vaccines are maybe good for certain situations. Like I said once to a person, and I don't want to get away from my subject, but I asked him, was weed killer a good thing? And I said, would you take a glass of weed killer, boy? He said, no. Well, I says, why not? Sure, weed killer's good. He says it would kill you. But I want to say this morning. Yes, it's probably 100% right. If you drank weed killer, it would kill you, I would say. But I want to say this. On the weed killer's great. Why don't you take the greatest weed killer this morning that we have as Christians? The greatest sin killer, weed killing, virus killing, COVID killing. Oh, victory! The stone which the builders rejected. Why don't you take this coronavirus killer and put it in your sling and let loose, and it'll sink in the forehead of the giant. When you're landing a plane in the airport, there needs to be a tar. This is the tar. All the stuff comes from here to tell the arm to move. It tells the arm to do. The brain is in control of these things. When you want to land a plane, the pilot will radio through. Pilot to the tar, pilot to the tar. Yes, runway 7's ready. Runway 7. Coming in now, runway 7. And he'll say what the wind like and all the rest of it. And that pilot can land the plane. Jesus was on the cross of Calvary. And he shed a blood that had life in it for you and for me. And he said, it is finished. You could have landed that day on runway 7. And all your passengers would have been fine. Because Jesus is the head control room. Jesus is the head stone. The one that the builders rejected. Put Jesus in your sling. All you have to do is not look at your situation, but look to Jesus. How did you get saved? You may meet people and say, I didn't do no wrong. I was great. Well, that sounds okay till the year. But when we asked the offer of faith, the finisher of faith, the Lord God of all creation. When we go and ask Him, His word says, there is none righteous. And let me say this, no, not one. You may be a minister this morning. You may be a priest. You could be a baker, a plumber, a bricklayer, whatever your trade is. That does not make you righteous. There's only one thing that will make a man righteous, and that is to bow your knee, repent, and ask God to come in your heart and let Him wash you with His victory and His life-giving blood. Does He leave you there? No. You will land a plane. You will have a stone in your sling that will reach the head of the giant. And all the knowledge that's in that forehead of that giant will be took down. A disease, you say, that you have to be checked out to see if you have it. I say this reverently, but I say it so that I can get down to your level to speak to people. The media is trying to block your faith, but God wants to increase your faith. God will increase your faith if you take your eyes off everyone and put them on Him. Put them on Christ. Put them on the stone which the builders rejected. I remember one time, and I got up a little apple tree, and I started to feed upon the apples. Two apples weren't enough. Three, four, maybe half a dozen apples. Then I moved to another tree. And my granda came along and said, have you not had enough, boy? You're not going to come down out of that tree, boy. You're up that tree like a crow. And I had away at the apples. Well, does anybody, could they give me a result of what happened on the apples? Do you think my granda or my dad or someone had to say, land them down to the scientists to find out what's wrong? The people call it the wee house, and some people call it other things. And I can say this tonight, I'm only a man this morning, and I don't care. I'm just going to talk plain. But I knew what was wrong, and I had to get to that place to get ratified. And you know, media today, as Paul said, it's done. I say that this morning, being honest. We need to take Christ. We need to have God. If you're directed by everything that is said across the board, you couldn't live. The spiritual man only lives by this word. The spiritual man only lives by this stone which the builders rejected. Can you have a sling this morning to throw at the giant of your situation? Yes. And we see what happens when we have the sling. Now in Hebrews 11 verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Did you ever have a situation and a just same situation? Then you start to say, nothing can be done. Nothing can be done. Could you imagine Moses down at the Red Sea? And he walks up to it. Can you imagine God? God opened up the Red Sea. Can you imagine when Noah got on the ark? Noah didn't close the door. And you know, as a godly thinking man, you know why he didn't close the door? Because God closed it. But the reason God closed it is because if you went today in your vehicle, I want to just tell you a small little illustration. If our brother Guy took his van today and he opened up the doors of it and the end was coming And he said, we'll try and get his money into my van. And hopefully they'll be safe. We'll try and get them into my van. And if all that get into his van could be saved, do you think Brother Guy would say, somebody close them doors? No. You wouldn't want to close the doors. Because you would want to see as many saved as could possibly be saved. And that's what Christ done. But if God closed the doors, that's it. When God closes the doors, that is it. But God has not closed the doors, friend, this morning. God has given you an open book. And in Amos it said, there would be a famine in the land. But not a famine for bread as you eat, but a famine for the word of God. And there is a famine today. And people want to add their ideas to things. But it has to stay on this word. It has to stay with this precious word. And if you have a situation in your life, take a sling of faith. Put Christ in it. The unfailing Christ. The powerful Christ. The King of Kings. Who when you could not pray for yourself, he prayed for you. He prayed for Peter. He said, the devil has acquired the safety, but I have prayed for thee. Did you ever have a situation where you didn't feel like going on? Did you ever have a situation where you thought all about you was caving in? What is the only tie post you have? It's this stone which the builders rejected. And it's Christ. There's victory to have a sling this morning. There's victory to have faith. But I say to you, greater victory. For this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Are you glad this morning that Christ died for you, but rose again on the third day because death could not hold down that which is alive? And let me tell you this morning, if you are a son of God, death cannot hold you down, brother. And there's a place prepared for you, which God has prepared. And it's not just a little story. Because it says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. You can see them things happening today. Bitter shall be called sweet, and sweet bitter. The most sweetest thing, and the most greatest thing this morning, no matter what anybody thinks of you, is the love of Christ, is God in your life. God will give you victory. God can make an old man new. God can make the feeble strong and mighty. Didn't he do it with Gideon? Do you know, isn't it amazing? When we will just take by faith this stone and put it in. So what's your situation this morning? You know, if it was just me telling you, you can leave the car park and roll on. But it's not me. This is God's word. God has to back up what he said. I work with people in the past. And they say, I'll see you Monday morning. I remember I used to put in floors. And when a concrete lorry, the lorry arrived with a screed. And then all of a sudden, I can't make it today, boy. I just shouters giving through. Lock by them knees, boy. They're not the same, boy. If a wee stand-up job, I'm going to do it today. Hey, boy, will you be all right? I've seen me many a time doing them on my own. You were left to do it by yourself. You had a few boys wheeling it in. Then you did the rest. But God doesn't let you down. God finishes the work. And if you stay in the race, God will help you finish the race. Not only will he help you finish it, but he'll give you victory to finish it. Amen. Don't be getting down and sad. You ought to be glad this morning. Amen. There's no sadness can overcome the gladness of Christ. There is no thing in your life this morning that's too difficult for God. You may have a situation this morning and you've told your neighbor, Your neighbor's not God. You could have said yes, you've told your friend. God's word says, there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Oh, is not mighty this morning. Do you ever have a situation where you didn't know what was going to happen? Then you look to the King, and He made all things well. There may be weeping at the night, but joy cometh in the morning. God is in control. Put this stone, Jesus, in the sling of faith, and you will be delivered. God will deliver you again and again and again. Think about it. We're here this morning. We had a time where God convicted us. When I got saved, I didn't say, you know, maybe next week I'll just take a notion, I'll start to follow God. I'll get saved next week. A man that's drowning doesn't choose to drown and choose to get rescued. When a man's drowning, he wants rescued. I was drowning in sin, and I reached out and shouted to Jesus, and He rescued me. Not only did He rescue me, but He gave me promises that are yea and amen. He gave me a sling. He gave me a sling, and you're sitting here this morning, young man, young woman, and younger man, Brother Jackie, and younger woman. You may say this morning, I'm 50 this morning, Jackie, or Brother Tommy's 50. But I want to tell you, it doesn't matter what age you are. You're getting younger, brother, because you're getting one day closer to graduating. Woo! Are you not glad about that? You know, today people want bad news more than they want good. Money can't get me out of here, but the supernatural power of Christ has taken me out. It's taken me up beyond the clouds. Glory! What a day that will be when you walk on the streets of transparent gold. Not because it's gold or money, but because greater love hath no man than this. And what a friend. What a friend. A sticketh closer than a brother. I would say this morning, get in love with Jesus. Forget about the silver devil in the corner. Forget about the silver TV devil in the corner that brings you out the media and then lie about people in high places in government. Then lie to you to try and make you change your mind so they can sway the situation. And who does that? That's that old God. That old boy, the prince of the power of the air. He's going about like a roaring lion. He's like a roaring lion. But my friend, this morning, there's one true lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah. And when I need physical strength, spiritual strength, or spiritual strength and physical strength, this lion comes in me. And I'm glad this morning. And you may say that fella's getting excited. Did you ever see a man released from jail for a crime he didn't commit? But did you ever see a man released from jail for a crime he did commit? We all deserve jail. We all deserve hell. But Christ took your hell and Christ took mine. And you may be ashamed this morning to sit under the gospel of Christ. But Jesus was not ashamed of you. And when the and they said, you're not yet 50. Then they traded and they said, Jesus said, you're of your father the devil. It's not amazing this morning that the word can cut through. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. And in Revelations, my King, my Lord, my Savior, the one who will not reject me. When friends get dry-headed, when they lost their backbone, when they lost their manliness to stand up against the devil, God is on your side. People have become so soft. I heard a little story once about the Civil War. And young man, even this country, young man off the Shankill Road on different places, and they came to fight. And you know, there's boys that they'll fill themselves up with buns and biscuits, and they'll say, I would have done this, I'd have done that. And they're afraid. They're afraid to believe God. God, my friend, is the only one that can deliver you. And may it be that in God we trust this morning. Because that's the only thing you can trust in. Some have trusted in horses. Some have trusted in different things. Peter trusted on a sword when he cut the ear off the disciple. Sorry, when he cut the ear off, well, it was a disciple of Rome. But when Peter cut off the ear of the soldier that came to lift Jesus, did you ever make a mistake, brother, in the car park? Did you ever make a little mistake? You're some Christian. You're some boy. The devil wants to get the woman that's caught in the act on stoner. But Jesus wants to set her free. Jesus wants the deliverer. Jesus is the deliverer. Jesus this morning is a stone that you can put in your sling. And it will. And I say it will. Defeat the enemy. People want to tell you where you've gone wrong. Don't worry what people say. Get to Jesus. He'll take your wrong and make it right. He'll take your night and make it light. Because he is the light that taketh away the sin of the world. And you know, I've seen people with drink in them. And they'll shout and they'll roar till there's no voice left. And you know, when they came to Jesus, you wouldn't hear them in under a wee paddle stool. Imagine the blind man that cried out to Jesus. He was blind. Hey, son of David, have mercy on me. And the Lord indeed showed him mercy. Brother, sister, this morning, you don't have to shout. But you've heard in the word it says there's a shout in the camp. And there's a going up in the mulberry tree. And you know, I want this morning that the Holy Spirit, the supernatural power of God, would come in everyone's life to drown out the media and give you something that will give you power and life in your life. Because to exist is Christ. To exist is God. God is the one that made all creation. Does it say in Colossians? And by him, all things that are that consist, they're of him. They're of Jesus. Philip says, show us the Father, and it's the face of us. He says, have I not been so long with you? I'm in the Father, and the Father in me. That's the King we serve. Jesus looked upon your sin. When God, the Father, God is a spirit. You can't kill a spirit. The God that made all that is and will be. When God looked upon the flesh that he created for to put on that tree. And our brother preaches it so many times, and he preached that 3 hours of darkness. When God looked away. God does not like sin. But God is the only one that can take care of sin. God doesn't only cover sin. God takes sin away. And we read in our scripture that whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken but of whomsoever it should fall, and will grind him to powder. Have you got a sling this morning? Have you got a sling? I have a sling. The devil said to me this morning, what's your sling? And I can say to him, Romans 10 verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The devil must say, what do you got in that sling? Is it empty? No, devil. It's not the media we're talking about. It's this sling of faith. It is not empty. It's full and flown over. And that's how you can be this morning. You don't have to be conformed to this world. You need to believe in Christ and take that sling, put the stone which is Christ, and let it go to the jam. Yes, it's true. Me or you could not handle the situation, but God will handle your situation. Listen, I thank you for listening to me this morning, but I can guarantee you this, and I say it from my heart. Jesus Christ's word will always stand. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin and all unrighteousness. Never think, young man or young woman, you've gone too far. God will bring you from the far place or the near place, because God loves you. God loves you so much that his only begotten Son died for you. And I'll tell you, it's not the greatest story of all. I want to say God bless you this morning. If you have a need, read God's word. In his word is life. In his word is everything you need. And you know, people say if Jesus was here, Jesus is here. Jesus is in his word, because he is the word. I want to say this morning, God bless you richly. And if you thought I've been too loud, I'm sorry for that to you people. But I'm definitely not going to say, the king wants me to be glad. I'm not sad. And you know, you don't run about like a big proud fella. I can't, and I don't want to help how God made me. Because you know something, God made you wonderfully, brother and sister. God made you wonderfully, brother and sister. Did you hear that? I want you in your vehicle to say to the devil that God made you wonderfully. And I also want you to tell the devil, devil, you're not in charge. The devil's not in charge of you unless you let him come in. Close the gate. Close the door. Don't let him in. Let Jesus only in. God bless you this morning. I hope that something has been said that will bless you. But I also hope that you can get what this word's saying to you, young man or young woman. You are a conqueror, victorious in Christ. And you know, we're not all fanatics or fanatical. And you know, the world has took the word gay. I don't want to miss this. And they've turned it to something that it wasn't originally meant to be. Happy, merry, lighthearted. Why, there's some difference in how they put it across. But I want to tell you this morning that Jesus Christ even can save the sodomite. Jesus Christ can set the homosexual free any morning, every morning, and any time. But you know, brother, just like you might be sitting thinking that you're a good fella, you've never done damn things. But if you have not Christ, you have not hope. We need Christ. We need Jesus. Listen, on such a wonderful day, God bless you. I don't want you getting microwaved in your car. But I thank God for the sunshine this morning. And don't be worried about a virus. Worry more about the one that can control it. Be wise. Do what you have to do. Do what you have the backbone and faith to do. But I'll trust in God. God bless you this morning. And thanks for Brother Tommy, for asking me, the pastor, for asking me to come and speak. It's always good to be able to speak about the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? Isn't it always wonderful to lift up His mighty name? And we thank Brother Guy for the singing and the wonderful times. And you know, God's good. And God will honour His word. And He will bless you. God bless you this morning. And I'm sorry if you felt I've held you a bit. But if you can find anything wrong with what I've said this morning, come like a man. And come and see me. And I'll not be like a baby. And put me right on this word of God. Not your own thoughts now. And that'll be great. But I hope for all of you the blessing and the richness of God. Not looking at the battles before, but walking and marching in faith in Jesus Christ, who will heal you, deliver you, and set you free. Amen.
Our brother Gary, our Tommy.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one. And I want to thank Ian for taking the service. It was short notice because Samuel was away with work and he couldn't do it. And our brother Ian took it in short notice to do the service. I could have did the service, but I felt to ask to brother Ian. Next Sunday morning we'll have our brother John, our elder, be preaching here next Sunday morning. And we're looking forward to the Word of God next Sunday morning. So true, the sling of faith. Faith, substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. And you know, if the man says, there's an old saying, if you believed all you heard, you would eat all you see. And the media, there's so much nonsense on it, we know that. But God's word is the truth. Praise God. And I'm not going to take any time up, or time's gone, but our brother's going to come. But don't forget to tune in again this evening at 4:30. This evening, and I know there's been a few problems on the church website. I think Matthew's it fixed. And you can tune in. And you know, there's a lot of people tuning in. And you would be surprised. People that's listening in and hearing the Word of God. People that maybe would never come to a church are listening the Word of God and they're hearing the Word of God. And the Bible says the end shall not come until the gospel's preached in the whole world. And I tell you, it's maybe not everybody's ideal way of doing it, but it has gone over the world through media. And the media is a lot of bad points, but thank God that we can use it for to reach people. Praise God. Let us bow our heads before Brother Gary comes in your car. And a brother told you this morning, take the sling of faith. Maybe there's a situation in your life and you need to take that sling of faith that a brother Ian's been preaching about. David took it and he slew a giant. He done what was impossible, but with God it was possible. God can slay your giant if you'll only believe Him. And even if you've had COVID, or you know somebody that's took COVID, the Lord healed me from COVID. I had COVID. People say to me, but it didn't affect you much. That's not true. The Lord touched me when I had it. And my brother Matthew as well. There's a couple from Africa come on the phone and prayed for me. And the Lord touched me with it. And I'll tell you, I know some people think COVID's not real. But I know pastors in America and you wouldn't tell them that it's not real. Because there's people in their churches dead because of it. And some of them near died with it as well. So it's real. But thank God that Jesus Christ is a healer. And it's by His wounds, His stripes, we can be healed. Whatever your situation is, I want you to believe the Lord this morning. I'm going to pray that God will touch you, that God will move on you before we go here. And let's use our slingshot as our brother's been preaching. And sling it. And hit the giant. You know, I preached a sermon once and I said, you know why David picked 5 stones? A few people pulled me up on it, mind you. Because Goliath had 4 brothers. He had faith to slay them all. But even if you'll take faith and sling the slingshot once, it's a start. Let's bow our heads and let's believe God. And if you have a need in your car, lift your and you can be saved today. Father in heaven, we thank thee and praise thee for the slingshot, as we've been hearing, is the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we come against every work of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke the spirit of infirmity. We rebuke the spirit of fear and divination. In Jesus Christ's name, we plead the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the power of the blood, for the potency of the blood. And we pray, wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the driven snow. Bless everyone in their cars today. Bless your brother Ian that brought your word. Bless him. Bless his family. Lord, if there's someone suffering the effects of COVID, pray you'll touch them and heal them in the name of Jesus Christ. Ask you if there's any other sick with an unknown ailment or disease in their body. Lord, will you touch them and heal them in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, above all, we ask for the unsaved, for all that's near and dear to us. We pray that thou indeed will save them and deliver them in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Your brother Gary comes. So next Sunday morning, our brother John, our elder, will bring in the word of God. And then we're going to have our brother Jackie again as well. If that's all right, brother. And Samuel will do it then. Over the next few weeks, we'll have Samuel as well. And keep coming. Tune in at 4:30 this evening. God bless you all.
About the sling, brother Samuel, if he'd have been here, he used to tell, he probably would still tell it, but he told about a little schoolboy in school, and the teacher was doing mathematics with him, and he said that whenever David went out into the field to slay Goliath, he had 5 stones, and he used one to kill the giant. How many stones did that leave him? And the wee lad said, 5. Jesus Christ said, how do you make that out? He said, sure, he used one. He said, aye, but he cut off the giant's head. And the stone was in the giant's head, so he still had his 5 stones. So, it's good to know that when you use one of them stones, they don't diminish. Praise God, like faith and grace. When you use faith and grace, they don't diminish. You're still armed with the same amount of ammunition. Praise God. We're going to try and sing a hymn off with Eve. I'll not pray again. But we'll try and sing that hymn, Marching On in the Light of God. I'm marching on. It's 425 in the Redemption Hymn Book. 425. Now there's quite a few verses here, but we'll just sing it as ashes leave. I'll have to maybe stop and turn the page a time or two. But the Lord bless you, and again, safe home. And may it take the name of Jesus with you. Praise the Lord. Marching. Let's see if we can get the right key. Marching.